At one point, this one family had lumber. They had a bunch of nails in it. They went back to the store and wanted their money back.
After clearly having used the lumber.
Exactly.
Yeah.
These people abuse everything.
That's a pretty broad statement, isn't it?
Them different. I don't care what anybody else says.
Okay.
Discrimination or whatever. I don't care. They're abusing everything they lay their hands on.
All right. Well, hey, Bill, I'm just asking because honestly, I'm hearing things that I was not aware of. Like, I knew Orthodox Jews maybe had somewhat bigger families. I had no idea that they were, like, double the size.
Yeah, you drive down, well, through Jackson now and into Lakewood, especially on a Saturday, the families are very large. Very large groups walking.
Okay, now let's be fair in our thought process here. If what Bill, who just called in, is saying, and it sounds pretty harsh, I'm sure, if you're an Orthodox Jew hearing that, I'm sure you feel pretty offended. He's saying that these people will abuse anything. Returning lumber that's already obviously had nails driven through it. Is that because as a group these people are really being cheap, or is it because they do have very large families and therefore they have to be so much more frugal because of trying to raise so many kids? And I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying, is that part of it, that they want to try to stretch a dollar more than other people who only have half the number of kids? Is it that? I don't know. Sarah, you're on New Jersey 101.5.
Yes, hi. Totally agree with the previous two callers.
Okay.
So, we used to sell a product that was for the professional beauty industry, and they seem to have liked that product, and we had a large pocket of a population of Orthodox Jewish people that used to buy it, and they figure out a way to work the system to a T. So they would get the product, they would use the product, their friend would buy a new product 6 months later, they would go and return, like they would switch receipts, and it almost became an inside business. It was, they're very, and listen, why they do that, and I'm sure it's because they have big families, and I'm not calling them cheap, I'm just saying, you know, people have to do what they have to do, but
right.
I can totally understand the vendor side of not wanting to make the return. It makes sense.
Wow.
All right, this is fascinating. Yeah,
thanks for your call.
This is so, do you know I still to this day have never set foot in Lakewood? Like all the times that people talk about how crazy the pedestrian traffic is in Lakewood, yes, or how crazy it is to drive in Lakewood. To this day, I have never set foot in Lakewood.
You should take a trip.
It's got nothing to do with any particular reason. It's just nothing has
far
brought
away
me.
From you. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Nothing has brought me to Lakewood. Simple as that.
Susan in Cherry Hill, you're on New Jersey 101.5.
Dear God, if you say these people one more time, it really bothers me.
Okay, Susan, like, Susan, stop right there. A caller said these people.
I know that, but I heard you say it too.
Because I was quoting the caller. Don't even do that, Susan. I was explaining what the caller said.
Okay,
that's very unfair.
I said I was going to apologize.
Good.
I apologize.
Thank you. Accept.
Okay, can I get...
Absolutely. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. It's really bothering me because, A, these families, it's true. They do have a lot of... I'm a Jew, but I'm not an Orthodox Jew. I do practice Orthodox... my synagogue with Orthodox people. I swear to you not, they pay their bills, and they do put into the community, but they don't return things that are used. That's a myth. It's just like saying a person that's Jewish is cheap. It's a myth. And honestly, they do have large families and they do have struggles, but doesn't everybody?
The larger the families, right. And Susan, that's why I was trying to point out. It's like, is it really fair to just have this myth of, oh, they're just naturally somehow cheap versus they need to stretch their dollars more because they have this many kids? Same as a Christian family, any other family, you're having 6-7 kids, it's going to be a lot harder.
An old Irish Catholic family.
Right. And you remember how your dad struggled with all of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Susan. All's forgiven.